to Day FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing, or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider, talk to me about your favourite billionaire, Elon Musk.
Good evening, Matt. I have a funny feeling that there's not going to be too many days that go by when I'm not going to be looking at a tweet by Elon Musk and find myself getting all upset about it. Well, he tweeted overnight that Tesla, the car company, the electric car company he founded, which to a great fanfare by Elon Musk a few weeks ago, said that they would now accept payment for Tesla cars by Bitcoin. He's now turned around and said, actually, sorry, we're not going to be accepting Bitcoin as payment for your Tesla. He's realized that to mine Bitcoin, now I know this sounds quite bizarre to people who aren't familiar with Bitcoin, but to mine Bitcoin on computers, it uses quite a lot of electricity. Most of the electricity used in data centers and computing is produced by fossil fuels. And when you are an electric car company, when you are meant to be a very green company, encouraging thousands, hundreds of thousands and millions of people to start mining Bitcoin and using all the fossil fuels behind it is probably not a good idea. Now, Bitcoin, which has been at a record value, plunged overnight by as much as 10% in response to this news. Elon Musk saying that he does believe in the future of cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, if only they could be a little bit more friendly to the environment. Now, I have to say, Matt, when you think of it about Bitcoin, and I am a skeptic of these cryptocurrencies, and I am ripping off a tweet that somebody was sent to me today. The whole idea behind Bitcoin was it couldn't be manipulated by anybody like a central bank. And in the space of one tweet by Elon Musk, 10% of the value of Bitcoin was wiped out today.
Yeah, and of course, isn't there also an issue as well that he has used profits from the sale of Bitcoin previously to perhaps massage profits at Tesla?
Well, it's fair to say Tesla has never actually made a profit from selling its cars. Its most recent results show that because they bought Bitcoin with some of their own cash, companies that have cash make investments. Some companies buy safe government bonds. Tesla bought Bitcoin. The value of Bitcoin has gone up and therefore was able to book a profit on that. It also makes profits from selling regulatory credits because it is a very efficient and green company. It's able to sell those credits on to other companies out there. So look, I think, Matt, you're also looking at an issue here is what on earth, if you can buy a Tesla with actual currencies, be it US dollar, euro, Chinese yuan or whatever, why on earth would we be buying it in Bitcoin? And I'm just wondering whether Tesla were saying, look, there's an opportunity here, sure, to get people who are into cryptocurrencies buying it, but are we actually losing out? Is this just a gimmick? And actually, should we actually be encouraging people to start mining and the whole use of data centers, which is something around cryptocurrencies that has now been getting a lot of criticism internationally?
We'll have a little bit in electric cars with John Gibbons and his environment spot in just a while. Tell us about the Revenue Commissioner is rejecting a settlement offer on a 1.64 billion euro tax bill.
They must be confident they're going to get the entire 1.6 billion. This is a story that goes back a couple of years now. So an Irish-based drug company called Perrigo, it found itself at the centre of a massive dispute with Revenue a couple of years ago. So Perrigo bought an Irish company called Elan. And prior to that deal, Elan had received a massive received the proceeds of a deal it had entered into. It booked the profits on this as trading profits and therefore paid a lower corporation tax rate of 12.5%, the Revenue turned around and said, actually, well, this is a capital gain and you should have paid it at a much higher rate, which is currently around 30-odd%. Perrigo are disputing this. It went to the High Court to challenge the Revenue Commissioner's authority to raise this tax liability. It lost in the High Court. It has appealed this judgment that it should pay 1.6 billion euro to the Tax Appeals Commission. That appeal is ongoing. But it made an offer the company disclosed in the last couple of days to the Revenue Commissioners that it would settle. And you would imagine, Matt, that as an opening gambit, it would not like to pay anywhere near 1.6 billion euro. The Revenue have rejected that offer. We don't know if there are any ongoing settlement talks or whether this will be decided by the Tax Appeals Commission. Now, 1.6 billion in the context of, and your conversation with Pascal Donoghue earlier on about the economy recovering from COVID, 1.6 billion euro would be some windfall gain from the state if the Revenue were to win that Tax Appeals Commission. Or for all everybody's point of view, for to give a bit of certainty so that you don't run the risk of losing the case, is there a number in Revenue's mind and in Perigo's mind that they would settle for?
Tell us about the mortgage lender who's prepared to give a 20-year fixed mortgage.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. And we talk about people wanting certainty over the cost of mortgages over a long time. And the vast majority of mortgages now are fixed interest rates, but the majority of fixes now are for a maximum of 5 or 7 years. So Finance Ireland, who are a new lender into the residential market in the last couple of years, have come up with a 20-year fixed interest rate. And they're saying this is the first time that it's been launched in the Irish market. And this will provide for some people certainty over the lifetime of their entire mortgage. So they give some examples that the interest rates over 20 years could be somewhere between 2.4% and 2.99%, depending on the amount of money you borrow. So just to give that example, if you put down a 10% deposit, you have a 90% loan to value over 20 years. They say you could get an interest rate fixed for 2.99%. And just to give some incentives to people out there, because 20 years is a long time, they say that you could move the mortgage to a new property. So if you trade up or trade down, you get to keep that interest rate, that you can pay off a lump sum if you come into a windfall. And that over time, as the more you pay back, as your loan to value goes down, the interest rate would reduce down to that lower band on there. So this is an interesting product. And when you think of it, Matt, interest rates at the European Central Bank, which decide what people pay here for their mortgages, they've been on the floor for about 10 years. But at some point in time, interest rates will rise from that zero. And if you lock in a lower rate over time, how much money could you potentially save?
And very, very briefly, though, this happens at a time when suddenly we're worried about inflation returning.
Yeah, I know. And there's people thinking, well, what's inflation? We haven't really heard about inflation in Ireland or Europe since the financial crisis of over a decade ago. Well, the CSO figures today on the Consumer Price Index, overall price inflation of 1.1% in April of this year compared to April of last year. Prices have been rising steadily in the last couple of months. It's been driven by private sector rents, by higher mortgage interest rates, by higher electricity costs. And all of that means that around the world, there is a big concern now that because inflation is rising, because governments are spending more money, that there will have to be, by central banks, an increase in interest rates to pay for it.
That's something we'll talk about again. Ian Guider, thank you for joining us.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing, or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.